What's up? Do you hate change? Do you hate changes, especially when they're not the changes that you wanted to happen? The good changes? Well, today you're in luck. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. We're going to talk about how to deal with change. I'm Danny, and everybody, Randy. What's up, Randy?
Yo, Danny.
So, let me ask you a question. Have you, Randy, ever struggled dealing with change?
It's because you try so hard to change certain stuff in your life, and then the things that you don't want change. Like I got
Yeah, you know what though? No,
sometimes they
sorry.
change things on you that you really, really enjoy the way they were, and then you just get so pissed. Like I do Pilates, and they changed the Pilates machines, and I got really pissed for like 2 weeks because I liked the old ones a lot better than the new
Oh,
ones.
the
And
literal
they were,
machine like they took
yeah,
out and
and they were
changed.
really happy that they got these new machines, and I didn't like it. I had to deal with change.
That's funny too. You know, it's just the truth. When you said that, you just made me think too. It's funny because like most of us are trying to get to like get things ha happening, doing things right. We have projects, we have all this stuff we're going on. So we want changes to happen, certain changes. And maybe that's part of it. Like we're so focused on making these certain changes happen that when other stuff happens and changes, it's like we can't handle it because it's like, oh my God, there's more crap that I have to deal with now before this happens and I want this to happen now.
And it's like,
Can't believe
how
I
come
never
I
realized that
struggle
before.
so hard to make these changes and nothing happens? And then I do nothing and this changes.
Yeah, it is really frustrating. Well, hopefully we can help people because we each have a few tips on how to deal with change. I'm going to start. My first one for how to deal with change is accept the change happens. I mean, I think this is, I know it sounds stupid, but it's also true, right? I mean, we live in a world and life is change. It's going to happen. And if you just accept it, it makes it easier to deal with instead of like, denying the fact that change happens, looking for blame, looking to victimize, just accepting the reality of it can help you move forward, right? And actually, deal with it.
Yeah, that's a great one. Because we spend so much time and energy arguing with the past, which we can't
Yeah.
alter. And
And
then
with
it's kind
reality.
of, yeah, and it reminded me of like the Buddhist thing that they talk about, where when you look at the glass, you already imagine that it's broken. So then when it does break, no sweat off your back. So by accepting change, you look
Yeah.
at this stuff and be like, well, of course it was going to do that. That's its
Bound to
nature.
happen. It happens. Yeah.
So kind of close to that one for my first one for how to deal with change. I have embrace it, or if you want to put it another way, suck it up.
Suck
But
it up.
embrace it. So basically, like, with accepting, we're kind of denying it, but embracing it, you really, okay, the change is here. Like, let's go. So that's kind of what I did. After I kind of bitched and moaned for 2 weeks about these new machines, I was like, okay, well, this is what they are. So let me learn how to use this as best as I can.
Well, that's the other funny thing. And I think I like that way of phrasing, like embrace it, because that is what happens, right? We, instead of like, the change already has happened, reality's already changed, but we're so refusing to accept it that then we ruin the things that we do, right? Or like doing. Like you said, the plotting machines is such a good example because it's like, until you accept, just embrace the fact that it's changed, you're just screwed, right? You can't do anything about it. I like that one. That's a good one. Yeah. It's tough too, because it is hard to do this sometimes. I find that's where I struggle a lot too. I think once you accept it, it does help a little bit with the embracing, but not totally.
Well, there was a whole poor there I mean there was a whole poor me thing about it too. I
Yeah.
was like, but I really enjoy, how could they do this to me? I really enjoyed those machines, and here they thought they were doing something good. And
Yeah, it happens. Well, that's good. So, for my second one, then, I think this is important. When you face change, instead of like denying it, instead of being like, well, poor me, ask, what can I do, like, to make this better, to get over the situation, to deal with it? Like, so in that case, if we use the Pilates example, right? You get this new machine. What can I do? You could try to use it, right? You could try to get comfortable with it, and over time, that machine will become just as normal to you as the other one. Like, I think we forget how fast we adapt to things. So, asking yourself, what can I do to overcome this? What can I do to actually just, embrace this change, make it part of my life?
That's a brilliant one, and that goes to the whole dichotomy of control. I mean, look at what you actually have control over.
Yeah.
Don't have control over them changing the machines, but your opinions, your judgments, your values, all that stuff you do have your control over. So noticing that that is within your control and then changing that.
That's true. Nice way to bring that in too. Yeah. Because that's where we screw ourselves up so much too, is the way we think about it, right? It's like, that's always the problem.
I've been catching myself because I started reading a lot of the Stoic stuff again, and I'm reading that book by Massimo again, The Field Guide for the Happy
Yeah.
Life. And so I get suckered into thinking that my opinions and my judgments are the true reality. Everybody else has no idea what's going on, but my opinions and judgments are right. And so I've been catching myself a lot recently this week being like, oh, that's my opinion and judgment, not the objective reality.
Yeah, but it's funny though, because I do that too. And like, it's the truth, right? You're like, oh, all these people are idiots. They don't see that these machines are terrible, like objectively terrible, right? Like you just think it's the reality. It's hard to fight against that though. Like when you think that way, it's really hard to like, because it's that egoism too. It feels good, you know? You're like, okay, I'm better than
Oh
everybody
yeah,
else.
totally. Totally.
I'm
Yep.
smarter.
Yeah. So my next one for how to deal with change is remember this too shall pass. So this is the crazy thing, is that it's the nature of everything to change. Like even this change that you hate right now, this will eventually pass too. And
Yeah.
this life that you have, this will eventually pass too. Like as terrible as things may be right now, it's not going to last forever. So like actually remembering that it will pass does ease up a little bit. Like we were talking before we recorded today, how I was just having like a terrible day. And it started out bad in the morning, and then it just compounded upon itself and got worse and worse and worse until sometime in the afternoon, I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna have a terrible day. And I totally surrendered. And at that point, my day's been fine. But it's like,
Isn't it funny? It's like once you stop fighting it and
yeah.
just accept it, because like the fighting is the worst part. That's where you're trying to like force a reality that doesn't exist. Oh, God,
Yep. It's so
it's
funny.
so true. It is. Yeah, it is good though. I think like, just that's our problem. We just push back so much instead of just being like, ugh, this is it.
To heck with it.
It's the truth, I mean. Yeah, I like that though. The impermanence thing's really nice though, because it is true. Everything is impermanent. Everything's gonna fall away. Everything's gonna change. Everything's gonna become something else. So eventually, even this goes away. That's helped me a lot too with them. When I acknowledge my feelings now too, and also getting through them, like especially ones that are unpleasant, because it's just a reminder that like this is like chemical processes, a response to something. It'll actually like I know my anxiety levels might be spiked right now, but they'll go down, right? Like my anger is gonna, it might be peaked right now, but it will go down. Like, so remembering that's just a helpful way to get through it too. I like that one. My last one, and this is a tough one too, but like find the root of whatever the problem is. Like, so if you really like, cause I've done this a couple times where like I've noticed like a change has really like bothered me, like if for some reason, for instance, like, if we're going back to the Pilates example, just to keep using that. If like something about these machines like really, really bothered you, then it might be something besides the change to the machine, that is the problem. Like, there's been plenty of times where I've found this myself, right? Where I recognize, like, I'm reacting way more than I should be to this situation. So, what really is at the root of this that's causing me to feel this way about the change? And then, like, journaling, like, talking to somebody is a really good method to figure this out. But getting to the root of that can help you really quickly realize that there's nothing there, Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. And those are some very good suggestions for how to get to the root of it, because journaling will definitely help you nail it down.
Yeah.
Actually, something that I started doing again recently was doing the two-handed journaling. So asking a question
Oh.
to my subconscious with my dominant hand and then writing the answer with my non-dominant hand, because apparently it links up with the subconscious. That's been pretty interesting. So anybody who's looking
Oh.
for a fun experiment, give that a whirl.
That's interesting too, because it's, I don't know if anybody's ever written with their non-dominant hand. It takes a lot of concentration just to write. So like that, I wonder if that, how much that plays a role in it, like the difficulty in actually formulating the words, right?
Oh, dude, probably, because it's really
Yeah,
hard.
it is, dude. It's like I've tried to write like that, and it's very difficult. You feel really weird too. It like feels very awkward, like
Feel like
everything's
a child.
backwards.
You're like,
Yeah.
can I do this? What's going on?
Like, can
Yeah.
I still
All
write? Did I
right.
forget how to write? Sorry.
Yeah. So, last one for how to deal with change is lean on your routine. And that rhymes. And if it rhymes, it's got to be true.
Always.
Yeah. But this is something where I look back at the times where I really had a change that I hated. And what got me through it was like focusing on the parts of my routine that I enjoy. Because, you know, now more than ever, I have a very strong routine that I enjoy, that's good for me, that has all these benefits. And it's something where when everything isn't going right, I just do this and I know, hey, you know what? Let's just try and enjoy it today. I know if I don't enjoy it today, over the long run, it's going to be really good for me. But, you know, I have this. Even though the other thing changed, I don't like that. I still have this.
You know, that has been probably, I don't think it's too much to say. Like, routines have been like one of the most helpful things for me, I think, too. Like, they are. Like, it's just nice. And like, I do notice that too, because like, when you don't have control over things, those routines are like a nice safety blanket, you know, that like keep your day kind of like organized. You feel like you have a little bit of control, and you also know like you can anticipate what's going to happen better. Because like, I mean, like I do that. Like, I have routines too built in now, or like I even have like reading time built in. Like, I read, like, you know, usually now in the morning, like I get up early, so I can read for like an hour in bed while I'm having my coffee. I love it. It's great. And it's just a nice time, you know, but it like helps too, I notice, like, keep my day from being like waking up on the wrong side of the bed. So it's nice. Yeah. Getting those really do. They are helpful, and they can help. You can lean into it to deal with these problems. Yeah. I like that one.
Bingo.
There you have it then. How do you change? Everybody should be, you know, better at this now and dealing with those changes in life. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a review. It helps us out a lot. We'll be back later with a full-length episode later this week. Until then, though, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.